what we had done at our house is I kind of knew that there was a possibility. And so thankfully we have all of our kids are at college, and so we had extra room. So I cleaned up a room before I even knew I was going to be sick, and just kind of had it ready to go, for one, to keep my husband where a place where he could keep working, and me in a place where I had a comfortable place to be while I was actually feeling okay.
Wow. So you had a quarantine area ready to go.
Yes, I did.
So it sounds like you were a close contact, but then you started to have symptoms before you even got tested. Can you kind of talk about those symptoms?
Yeah, I started out just feeling really achy all over. And I had done, this is actually kind of funny, because I had done a workout that I'd never done before a couple days before that. So the day after the workout, I was like, oh, I'm really sore. But the day after, I was sore in a different way, where I was kind of tired. And I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. So that's when I got my test scheduled. So I just felt a little different. Yeah, so I started out with just feeling super achy and really tired. And that just kind of continued on. I didn't ever get a cough or any of those kind of symptoms. But about 4 days into having COVID, I actually lost my sense of taste and smell. And that's probably been the hardest thing for me, besides just the tiredness, is I still don't have that. And I didn't realize how important that is. I mean, the sense of smell is like a, you know, triggers memories and, you know, happy memories in my life. And so without having that ability to smell is kind of hard, or tasting. So I enjoy cooking and, you know, adding things I don't normally add to see how it tastes. And, you know, eating isn't really that important to me anymore. It's kind of stressful.
So we're talking like maybe 3 weeks without smell and taste?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And I actually, there was, I don't usually do this, but I got a frozen lasagna to put in the oven just to have something done, ready, put it in. One habit I have is I don't usually set the timer when I'm baking, because I just go with a sense of smell, like, oh, it smells done. And I had heard my husband say, oh, it smells so good. And I could not smell a thing. So I was like, oh, my gosh, I got to make sure I set the timer. Also, just be so thankful that I don't live alone. You know, that was something I was thinking about, too. You know, we have a propane stove. We've usually have it all locked up and good, but there has been a couple of times where it hasn't been, you know, so just those kind of things I start thinking about more.
Wow. So how long did the fatigue last? I know you're, you know, a runner, you're an athlete. Do you feel like you're fully back to normal that way?
No, I don't. I actually, when, you know, I'm so used to just going, and I started to feel a little bit better. You know, about a week, I woke up, oh, I actually feel pretty good today. And I had gone for a run, and I couldn't go for, you know, my normal run. But then the next day, I was really tired again. So I think with having this, I think the part that was really hard for me is not really knowing when I was going to feel better. I mean, when you have other, like you get a bad flu or a cold, you kind of have a sense of how long it's going to last. And you just kind of hunker down like, oh, a few days and I'll be fine. But this has actually lingered for a lot longer, and I still feel tired. I have to make sure that I let my body really heal, you know, don't do too much. Even, you know, going back to work and being busy on my feet all day, that was exhausting. So even now, after 3 weeks later, I feel pretty good, but I can tell if I've overdone it. So I just have to really make sure that I let my body heal.
Mm-hmm. What about socially? Was it easy to be open with people, or did you find that challenging?
I felt like it was easy. I mean, I felt it was really important that, you know, especially at work where they knew that I had it, you know, I thought it was important for people to know if they were close contact. I didn't get any negative feedback about it. It was actually, I was very blessed. I mean, I had a lot of people making sure I had enough vitamin D and vitamin C and zinc, and friends and family bringing me little bags of goodies just to encourage me. So in my experience, I actually felt very well taken care of and very comfortable with talking about it.
Well, thanks so much for talking about it with me today. Is there anything that you might want to add that I haven't asked you about?
Actually, this was really cool. When I first got diagnosed, I got a call from my doctor, Dr. Heyer, and because I didn't have a thermometer at home, and so I couldn't take my temperature. And the only reason why I didn't is our kids are gone. It's like, well, I kind of know when I have a temperature, kind of don't. But I thought it would be nice to know what range it was. And anyways, they were going to bring me a thermometer and they were going to bring me a respiratory monitor just to see how much oxygen intake I was getting. I was just really, I mean, living in a small town definitely makes it a lot easier for sure in that area.